Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
Okay, I heard something last week that broke my brain a little. An SE leader I know ran a global pre-sales team, built it from 3 to 30 SEs over 2 years, just took a job as head of sales. Not pre-sales, sales. He's leading the AE team now.
That's not a common move. Most SE leaders I know either go deeper into pre-sales, VP, SVP, or they move to product or customer success. Jumping to direct sales leadership is rare.
It is. And I was so curious about what he's seeing from the other side that I asked him point blank, what surprised you most in the first month?
I want to hear this.
He said, paraphrasing, I spent years frustrated that AEs didn't qualify properly, that they'd bring me into deals without doing their homework, and now I'm sitting in their chair. I get it. There are entire parts of the funnel I never even saw as an SE leader.
Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Nate.
And I'm Ava. Every episode, one idea, 5 minutes. Today, the view from the other side of the house.
All right, unpack that for me. What parts of the funnel was he not seeing?
Top of funnel, pipeline generation. When you're leading SEs, your world begins when a deal is qualified enough for SE involvement. But the AE's world starts way before that. Prospecting, cold outreach, building pipeline from nothing. And at the end of the funnel, procurement, legal, getting ink on paper. The SE is long gone, but the AE is still grinding.
So his frustration as an SE leader, why can't these AEs qualify better, suddenly looked different when he saw everything else on their plate.
Exactly. He told me he caught himself thinking things he used to hate hearing from AEs. Like, I know we should qualify this better, but I've got 12 other things burning right now.
Huh, that's humbling. And I'll be honest, I've been that SE leader. I've sat in pipeline reviews thinking, how is this deal even in the forecast? Nobody's done proper discovery. But I was only seeing my slice of the process.
And here's where it gets interesting. The biggest thing he's taking from pre-sales into this new role? Cross-functional collaboration. As an SE leader, he had visibility into every market, every sales motion. He saw which AESE partnerships worked and which ones didn't.
So now he wants to redesign how the two teams work together.
Exactly. He's pushing for shared territory planning. Not AE owns the account, SE gets loaned in for demos. Joint strategy sessions where the SE's domain knowledge feeds directly into the AE's account plan. His SE's know things about the customer's world that the AE's never would on their own. Why waste that?
That resonates. At my scale, I've pushed for something similar. Having my SE managers sit in AE pipeline reviews as co-owners, not observers. The best deals I've seen were planned together from day one.
Not the ones where the AE brought in the SE at some point.
Right. The bringing in model is already broken by design. You're starting from behind.
He made another point that stuck. SE leaders sometimes get trapped in an us versus them mindset with sales. We complain about bad qualification, being treated as demo monkeys, AEs who don't prep. Valid complaints, but one-sided. We see the AE's worst moments, the unqualified meeting, the rushed handoff, without seeing the 70% of their job that has nothing to do with us.
It's like judging someone's entire cooking ability by the one time they burned the toast. Meanwhile, you never saw them prep the entire meal.
That's a very Nate analogy, but yes, the move he's making, what any SE leader can borrow without switching roles, is deliberate empathy. He told me the single best thing he could have done as an SE leader was shadow an AE for a full week. Not a day, a week. The forecast calls, the procurement back and forth, the pressure from their leadership.
I'll push back. I've had AEs shadow SE teams in my org. And sure, they come back saying, I had no idea how much prep goes into a demo. But did it actually change anything? 2 weeks later, same behavior. Empathy wears off without structural change behind it.
That's fair. Empathy alone isn't a strategy.
Right. So shadowing is step one, not the whole answer. The real move is what comes after, redesigning how the two teams plan together, share information, own outcomes jointly. Otherwise, you've got a nice bonding exercise that changes nothing.
So what's the move?
You don't need to switch roles to switch perspectives. This quarter, arrange for one of your SEs, or yourself, to shadow an AE for a full week. And when you come back, don't just share what you learned. Propose one concrete change to how the two teams work together. That's how empathy turns into structure.
Walk a mile in their quota. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Presales. If you've got a question, a topic you'd like us to cover, or you just want to connect, reach out to me at tim@serockstars.com. And if what you heard today hit home and you want to talk about how to develop your SE team, feel free to book a discovery call at serockstars.com. No strings attached. The link is, of course, also in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.